I have about $70,000 of student loan debt for 2 degrees that I basically don't use, and I'm back in school again for another one.
Don't let people gaslight you about your student loans. This person says you should not feel ashamed or guilt for not having the foresight at age 18 to see that the government was trying to hurt you and prevent you from paying down loans in a normal fashion. And interest rates are super high. And the thing is, nowadays, I do kind of agree a little bit for some of these guys, and it's painful. You know, you go through college, you get into like $50,000, $70,000 student loan debt at over 7% interest rates, and then you get a job that might pay you over $50,000 a year, and you're basically cooked. You're never paying that off. You know, college costs went up, student loan interest went up, cost to everything went up. Salaries did not go up. In fact, salaries in some areas actually went down. Millions of student loan borrowers are bracing to have 15% of wages garnished by the federal government. And the government is not bluffing this time. They're pretty dead serious about you paying them back. And at the very least, tax returns are being taken away every year, at the very most, up to 15%. The thing is, you don't really want to end up in the garnishment phase. Your credit score tanks, interest rates are higher, and even more bad things are going to happen. And this person says student loans are very predatory. Took out a loan for $26,000, 11% each, minimum payments only. 6 years later, still owe $24,000, but paid about $22,000 in interest rates. That's some really wild stuff. And we've been hearing a lot of these stories, and a lot of people are sick and tired of being screwed over by the college system, student loans, and a lot of people also feel like college is no longer as useful as it was 20 years ago. Now, before I show these videos, check out the private Discord server, Patreon link below in the description. Trade with us if you like stocks and options. We're actually making a pretty decent amount of money. It's $10 a month and 7-day free trial. It's great. I'm on here all the time.
Hey guys, I just got back from like a group discussion in my nutrition class, and I went batshit insane. Hey, don't put a bodybuilder in a nutrition class if you're gonna spread misinformation. She kept repeating the fact that protein doesn't build muscle, and then when we were asked what the purpose of protein was, the correct answer was to build lean muscle mass. I'm gonna hold your hand when I say that both of those statements can't be true. So how do you have a degree? That teacher hates me now because I shared my two cents.
I'm still getting so many comments on that silly, stupid little TikTok I posted thinking that magically my student loans were gone. So this is another PSA. If you have Nelnet loans or federal student loans through Nelnet and you log in and it also looks like they're gone, go to My Documents, the tab at the top, go to Documents, go to Inbox, then look in your letters, because I found my letter that said it was transferred. And I found that pretty quickly after I posted my video, and I tried to post a follow-up video to let people know that it wasn't real. But no one's really seeing that TikTok. So if you saw any of my other TikToks, please go check. If you have an Nelnet account, go check to see if you also got the letter and that it was too good to be true. So have fun paying them off. Yay.
To pay off those student loans, you have to sacrifice something. I sacrificed my college experience. I started college in a ton of debt by moving to the South, going out of state, going to this big university. And my debt was taken out in private loans. Once I gained consciousness at the end of that year, I was like, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to pay this for 3 more years. So I moved back home, back in state, and I went to community college and graduated my associates. After graduating with my associates, I attended university again, this time for a lower price, but still expensive. After being there for my junior year, I was like, you know what, I can do this even cheaper. So I moved back home again and I finished online. When finishing online, I was working full time and constantly making payments towards my debt before even graduating. But I knew my future, I wanted to be traveling, so I'm getting these loans out of the way and I'm going to accomplish my dreams.
I have $500,000 in student debt and I get asked a lot, how are you planning on paying back those loans? I'm not. Hope that helps.
They just said that 92% of the people that went to college and racked up all this student loan debt don't and won't have jobs in the degrees that they got the debt in. So why y'all asking us to pay this money back? If you know that, why are we being asked to pay? And then this is the thing that gets me. Before I could even lift my right foot out of the door frame of graduation, my university was already contacting me for a donation. It's because of y'all that I'm a bam flipping donation to the Department of Education. And now they want to garnish our wages. What did you go to school for? Did you graduate with your degree? And are you actively using your degree to make tons of money like they promised you? Was it worth going to college? Was it worth racking up all this student loan debt? And even if you did go to college, finish your degree, you walked across the stage and you got your pretty degree, have you finished paying back your student loans? Will you pay back your student loans?
College was the stupidest thing ever. It was literally a scam. The fact that so many people go to school, you take all of these stupid classes that just waste your time and energy and capacity to never even do anything with them. How many people go into hundreds and thousands of debt? If you were like me, I went into tons of student loan debt with Sallie Mae. Wasn't really like financially educated, didn't really know what I was doing. To go take stupid classes that I didn't even need to be taking in college. Like the history of Baroque art. No, not necessary. Not worth thousands of dollars. You could learn that on YouTube, or better yet, you could go experience that in real life. Every single day in entrepreneurship, I learn 10 times more than I ever learned from experience in college. Because sitting in a lecture, you don't actually learn anything. You learn by implementing. And it's the same thing in entrepreneurship. A lot of people buy all these courses, buy all of these things, but you would learn so much more if you actually just put yourself out in the game every day.
Graduate loans being capped is not the win y'all think it is, as someone with $172,000 worth of school debt for a law degree. I would not have been able to go to school, even though I had a 50% scholarship and graduated a semester early, had it not been for student loans. And I know that I'm within the $200,000 cap. I'm aware of that. But if I wouldn't have had that scholarship, I wouldn't have been able to go as an impoverished student growing up. I wanted to work through graduate school, through law school. You are capped legally at 20 hours a week or you lose your financial aid. I was working those 20 hours a week and then some under the table, and that does not help. I don't know that you guys understand how expensive tuition is for postgraduate school. You guys want trust fund babies as your only attorneys and your only doctors and your only pharmacists? Because I sure as hell don't. Capping federal student loans only means that people will have to take out private loans, which have less protections, higher interest rates, will put people in worse debt than what they would be in with federal loans.
So I start dental school in a little over 2 weeks, and we are just now signing like our final financial aid packages. And I don't know if everybody's known with what's happening with like the big bill and how professional student loans are basically capped at $200,000. My first year of dental school is roughly, I think, gonna take like $90,000 of it. So, unfortunately, for me, that means basically my first 2 years of dental school are gonna be paid for. So, I don't know if anybody knows how they're planning on paying for their loans for the rest of the 2 years if it's capped at $200,000 without taking private loans. But currently accepting suggestions. If you're out of school now, talk about how you got your loans paid for. At this point, the military might have to see me, or maybe the Health Professions Service Corps. Those are like the only two options, but they're cutting the funding on those as well. So that means less people are gonna get it. So if anybody has any ideas and knows how to prevent people like me that want to pursue a professional degree and don't have the money to do so, what are we supposed to do?
Guess who found out today that they are $20,000 more in debt than they thought they were due to student loans? Me, this ravishing creature before you, I am now officially announcing my influencer journey. Hashtag road to 10K followers starts now, because I think that's how many you have to get into the creator fund. I will start posting my inner monologue. And that's a threat.
I graduated from my university in May of 2023. It is now.
She still hasn't found a job in 2024. What's crazy to me is the complete lack of accountability required from higher ed. You can pay university a lot of money to get training that will ultimately lead to a job. But if it doesn't, no repercussions. Like, if you've been trying hard to find a job and they can't place you, at what point should you get a percentage of your tuition back? That's why I think higher ed will be disrupted by these companies like Bloom Tech and App Academy that don't get paid until you find a job.
Okay, hot take. College is like literally the biggest scam and money scheme of all time. Like, worse than those Monet hair products that girls used to sell straight out of high school. For real. Like, you mean we have to pay thousands of dollars a semester. The first 2 years of college, you're taking prerequisites, aka doing high school over again and paying for it. Classes that you literally are never going to use again, don't care about, like, literally are like the biggest waste of time. I've been in college for 3 years and I've enjoyed like maybe 5% of it, genuinely, because I've been taking all these classes that like didn't pertain to the degree I wanted. Like, I was in school to be a teacher and now I'm not pursuing that because I'm sick of college and I'm literally done with it. But other reasons, but still, like, it's literally such a scam. Like, what do you mean I'm paying to be here and I'm taking classes that I don't love? And it literally has made me feel like dumb because I'm like bad at half this stuff because I don't care about it and I don't even want to be learning it. It's made me feel like I hate learning, and I don't hate learning. Like, I'm taking an abnormal psychology class this semester. I'm obsessed with it. I literally can't put it down. Like, all my free time, I'm like, let me keep getting ahead and learning about Freud and all the things because I love it. And if I was just able to take classes that actually pertained to what I wanted to do and was actually going to benefit me in the long run, instead of all these stupid prereqs of things that I literally already took in high school, then I wouldn't have been feeling that way. I have felt so burnt out and just so done, and I'm being like, I hate school, I hate learning. That's not true. I just hate what I'm learning because I've already learned it and now I'm paying to learn it again. Make it make sense. Literally. It's just a way for the government to get more money. And it's actually so annoying. And it makes people feel burnt out and stupid and like they hate learning. And it's actually the dumbest thing ever. Like, how is it still a thing? Like, how are prereqs still a thing? How is it not like a system of like, okay, I want to be this. I'm going to go into this program. I'm going to learn all these things. Like, everything that you learn after you get your associate's degree. Like, why do we not just start there? We've already done high school. It's actually so annoying. I feel like, and then the fact that you literally have to have a degree to do pretty much anything. I can't. I literally can't. Anyways, that's all.
Like, being in your 20s now, we are so different from the 20s that our parents were experiencing and our grandparents, because, you know, the economy and things are so different. And I was saying how it's because they had way more capital. They could do a lot more with $40,000 a year. Whereas, like, now $40,000 a year, girl, where are you living? You're living in a shoebox. And I think, like, a prime example of this, obviously, there's so many people who experience this, is, like, I have a master's degree. A master's degree I got at 22. And I can't use it because the jobs that are set for this master's degree are being defunded. Public health care. Big shock. I wonder why that's being defunded. What's ironic about it is, like, education is used as this tool to gain more capital, to move up socially and economically and in class, right? In the past, it has been, you know, if you get a PhD, a master's, and a college degree, you are typically at a standing point that's better than someone who's not in those education brackets, right? Whereas, like, now they're blockading education because everything costs so much money. You have crippling student loan debt, and then you can't get a job to pay off that student loan debt. And so I think it's more than just, oh, your parents had more capital. Your parents were able to do a lot with a college degree. It's even the degrees you have now are not useless. I'm not going to say don't get your education. I don't regret getting my master's. But they don't even offer or create spaces for that, because everything is like, oh, well, I want 70 hours of experience in this specific thing. Meanwhile, okay, but I did my master's degree and I have 100 plus, God knows 200 plus hours within this realm, but you don't take that because it's not work experience, because I was getting an education and I wasn't working. Does that make sense?
I'm starting to think that my college degrees have been a waste. Hear me out. I have a Bachelor of Arts in English and Journalism with a concentration in creative writing. And then I have a Master of Fine Arts, which is a terminal master's degree in, it's writing, fiction, right? In fiction writing. Originally it was nonfiction, then I switched to fiction, child, whatever, right? Right. I graduated many, many years ago. I'm a woman of a certain age. I'm an elder millennial. And I have never been able to find like sustainable work for any like length of time. Now, I did have like a somewhat decent salary at my most recent job, which ended in 2022. But even with that job, the benefits were horrible. And so I was going to have to pay like, I think $3,000 or $4,000 a month for healthcare for my entire family, which at that point, the salary was what? Not only have I never been able to find like sustainable work. I mean, I definitely can't find any work now. I've also have like an insane amount of money, like debt. Like it's crazy. We recently, as I've mentioned before, moved back in. Well, we moved into, my parents have a vacant apartment above their garage. And so we moved back in there because we couldn't afford to keep paying where we were paying. And it's sort of like a reset and starting over. But we've been here like 4 months now and I still can't find a job. And I don't even know what job I want at this point. Like the jobs I've been applying to have been influencer marketing jobs because I've been in content creation. I've been in this space for 12 years, right? Going on 13 years. And so that's kind of all I know, but none of that has anything to do with my degrees at all, at all. So as much as it's like cool to say you have these degrees, have they added any value to my life? If anything, I've been shackled with an insane amount of debt, and I'm grateful for what I've learned at school for sure. But, I would trade all of it to not have the debt that I have, and to be able to actually find a sustainable job, which is partially why I've sort of moved away from any sort of traditional education for my kids, because knowing trigonometry really didn't serve me. Like the shit that they make you learn in school, whether it's even like your gen ed classes, your first couple of years of college, like, yeah, it, like you have this well-rounded education, but to what end? I've never used trigonometry in my life, period. Sokotoa what? Why?
Hi guys, just wondering what you are paying in student loans per month, and tell me what you do for work. I'm starting to kind of inquire about this now because I'm going to be graduating this year and I do have a big chunk of money that is going to have to be paid back. I estimated on studentaid.gov that my payment would be about $452 a month for 20 years. And when you kind of calculate that, it's over $100,000, you know, interest and all those fun things. I am not one of those people that is begging for student loan forgiveness. That's not, I understand what it is to take out a loan and having to pay it back. I am just trying to prepare myself for a big chunk of money that will become very real very soon, you know, because I'm graduating and stuff. So just curious what everybody pays. I know that there are programs out there for healthcare workers. After you pay your loan back for a certain amount of years, they would forgive the remainder, which would be a good thing. I'm not, you know, I wouldn't be against it. Don't get me wrong. But I am definitely one of those people that understand that when you take out a loan, it needs to be paid back, which I am fully prepared, just trying to get ready to do so. And I'm just curious what you guys pay, if you feel like the amount that you're paying back is, you know, justified, it's doable or it's not doable. Programs that you've used, especially healthcare workers, if you know of any, send them my way. A big portion of that loan is from a technical school that I went to when I was 19, which I am in the process of going through. It's like a class action situation with trying to have that loan forgiven or whatever. because it was a predatory school. It was like under that predatory school act or whatever. And so that would be a big chunk of the loan that would be gone. That would be roughly about $22,000. My case has been pending on studentaid.gov for like 3 years with that. So I am not banking on it. I am the product of my own decisions, and I understand taking out these loans, it was going to haunt me, you know? It is what it is. So I am just curious. Send me some info. Send me what you guys are paying, what you went to school for. If you're paying them back and you're not doing the career that you ended up thinking that you were going to do, you know, I just want to know it all.
When I was still in college, and especially last year when I'd already graduated, but I didn't have a real job, I was living off like a TA salary. All I wanted was a full-time job with a full-time salary. And I really thought that that would solve all of my life's problems. I was convinced like I was finally going to be able to eat out and not look at the menu for like the cheapest item, or I would finally be able to tip at a cafe without it hurting my soul, only to emerge into the real world with a full-time job that gives a full-time salary and realizing that that is still not possible. Like, I really truly believed that I would finally be freed from the binds of financial anxiety, and that is just simply not the case. Living in New York is so goddamn expensive. But the thing is, like, I knew this going into it. So when I was, you know, planning on moving here, I made this whole spreadsheet with my estimated budget for the month and what I thought my take-home pay would be after, you know, taxes and 401k and savings and whatnot. It was already a sizable chunk of my income, and yeah, it wasn't perfect or whatever, but absolutely nothing could have prepared me for the amount that hit my bank account when my first paycheck came in. Never in my wildest dreams or nightmares did I think that that amount would be so small. And yeah, I did forget about a lot of stuff like health insurance and HSA and dental and vision. But there was also like $200 in taxes that came out of nowhere. Like, I don't know. I was talking to my mom and I was telling her that I don't think I've received my first paycheck yet, only to realize later that I actually had received it and I just didn't notice because it was so small. Because it was that small. And like, my salary is not that low. Like, it's not that high, but it's not that low. But I am like hashtag blessed. I know I'm fortunate. I can't afford it. Just barely, but I can. Anyway, so to everyone who's still living at home with their parents, consider me jealous. I wish I was doing that.
Really, definitely check out the private Discord server, link below in the description. It's a Patreon link. I mean, we're trading every single day. Like, one of our traders bought like a Google call for $400 and eventually sold it for $490, like almost $100 gain per contract. And one of our traders here made a lot of money from just several different trades. I mean, 33% gains right here. We turned like $252 to over $400. And look at all these trades. These are all options contracts that we're trading on Robinhood, and we're all actually making some really good money. Even I follow these trades because they're really good. We also have a Congress tracker just tracking what a lot of the politicians are buying, and also like unusual stock data, options. You got the expiration premiums, and you can sometimes kind of sniff out what the insiders are doing because of all this massive activity, breakouts, unusual stock signals, and more. I mean, you're actually getting thousands of dollars worth of signals and traders for just the price of $10 a month. And there's a limited amount of spots left. 7-day free trial too. Check it out. We spent a lot of time on it.